Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Libero Copper and Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBC, and on the OTCQB under the symbol LBCMF. We are chatting with the CEO, Ian Harris. Now, Ian, we're following up on a news release that came out October 26th. The company's actually come out with a series of news releases, but I think this one is one of the more significant ones out of that recent stretch just this week, because it is drill results. The first hole, actually, drill results from the Terry Porphyry target on the Big Red project in the Golden Triangle. Now, the headline number here says that Libero intersected 118 meters of 0.33% copper equivalent from surface, but this is within a broader 510 meters of mineralization. Now, that 510 meters, that's how long this first hole was into the Terry Porphyry target, and it had mineralization pretty much throughout. There are some components there where the grade got up to around 1% copper equivalent, and really, the fact of the matter is, just the first hole into this target does show porphyry potential. Ian, take us through the significance of this first hole and the fact that the whole hole was mineralized, please.
Thanks for bringing me back and being able to share a little bit of this story. Fortunately for some, or unfortunately for others, I'm a mining engineer, right? I've been working 25 years in this industry, evaluated a lot of different projects. And I've stated for a long time that our perspective is that we want to be working on projects that have the potential to become future mines. So it's when you see news releases and it's drill results, it's always difficult to interpret, is this good or is this bad? And I cannot, understate the excitement that our first ever diamond drill hole into the Terry deposit was completely mineralized over 500 meters, started in grade, ended in grade, and has, you know, economic style level grades associated to it. So, when you think about a mine, right, a mine and 90% of the world's copper comes from open pit porphyry copper mines. That means that you're large scale, over 200 million tons, and then a whole bunch of other economic factors enter in, such as what does the pre-strip look like? What's the strip ratio, et cetera? So those are the eyeballs when I see a hole like this that I get so excited about, right? Because from, you're checking so many boxes right from a single hole, right? We didn't have to wait for five holes to be done to be kind of saying, well, mineralization near surface, yep. Really disseminated mineralization, which says that, strip ratio could be pretty attractive, that every bucket that's going into the back of the truck is going only to the plant. Does it have significant depth? If you look at the cross section of the very same hole, it follows the natural slope. So even if at 400 meters deep, the actual cover is probably about 100 meters. It's just saying so much, like, oh, what a wonderful hole to start with, because obviously with diamond, we're getting so much valuable geological information. We still have another 9 different holes that can start saying, okay, what are the better zones and where can we really, how can start hunting for the center and that will more higher grade. So we internally are extremely excited about these results.
Well, Ian, it really is exciting to have come out of the gate with the first hole and check so many boxes, as you mentioned, to know that there's not going to be a bad strip ratio because it follows the slope, to know that you've got this disseminated mineralization. Let me just ask you this then, since you came out of the gate so strong and it answered a lot of questions that normally a company would have to do maybe one or two phases of drilling to vector in on this, does it give you a little bit more courage to do a little bit more wild step outs to some degree, or take a little bit more chance because you know you've got some underpinning value here as you move forward in the drill program?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, I am sleeping a whole lot easier because it's not that there's this question out there, oh my goodness, does it have the potential or not? Because it really looking like it will. And we kind of have an internal philosophy that it's a 50-50 approach, right? First, we do not want to forget that what is going to be happening on a macro level in terms of copper, in terms of supply and demand. There just is not enough projects, and there's just has not been put enough investment into projects. So we need to make sure that we are advancing what we do have very strategically, going from discovery, which this would be for me a quasi discovery hole, defining an exploration target to see if it's got the size and scale, to a resource estimate, and then going through the natural studies of engineering. So we want to make sure that we're focusing 50% at least of our efforts, making sure that we're driving advancing projects. But the other 50%, it gives us that flexibility to work on expansion and new targets. So again, I'm glad you picked up on that. Our news release from Monday, we've identified multiple targets, and in one season went from identifying it in field, doing some even not even getting the rock samples back to say, hey, this looks really good, to doing the soil sampling on the ground, the ability to have XRF on site, to quickly build that soil grid and to say, this looks like another fingerprint. It looks very similar to Terry in terms of the geochemistry, and to put a drill hole into it at the end of the year. We still have three other targets that were identified only in this season. It's a very large concession package, and we expect to be able to develop more and more and more targets as we continue to work. But the systematic approach, we got something solid to work off of. So it's not there, the panic in the room has gone down, the nervous nights of what these drill results are going to look like are gone. And it allows us to say, great, we can continue to work us on Terry while we're also seeing it. Maybe there's something better out there, and take some chances without having that risk that if it doesn't come back as we hope, that it's not a life or death type situation.
Okay, so still plenty of targets to go through. Last time we had you on, we talked about that scorcher target that I know one hole is in the assay lab from that target, but just refocusing on this Terry porphyry and focusing on that figure one that shows the angle of the drill hole and the mineralization throughout. This is a over 500 meter hole, but it's not straight down under surface. As you can see from this figure, it actually runs almost along the slope. Can you take us through what the importance could be for this in terms of a mining scenario where it's not under hundreds of meters of cover?
Yeah, it's a very important concept, because when we look at when I personally look at projects, you say, wow, what a great intersection. Oh my, it's 200 meters underground, right? So it's never going to happen, right? It doesn't have the grade to be an underground mine, and it doesn't have the near surface material to make it an open pit mine. So, and then the next thing you say is, well, the grade doesn't have the material above it to carry it down to make sure that it's worth pulling all that rock in to get it to at the very bottom. But you can, if you just can visualize a pit slope right behind that hole, you can say, obviously, we're going down all the way because we're not pulling down a massive amount of non-mineralized material in order to get to that point. So, I am looking way into the future, but again, this first hole bodes very well because it's the hunt for near surface material, check. Hunting for that first starter pit, check. Good potential strip ratio, check. The significant tonnages, because you have very large size mineralization, overall deposit size, definitely looking that way. So having that slope, I picked up on it immediately that okay, it's 400 meters down, but it's not impossible to mine, right? And so that's why that cross section is very encouraging.
Well, when people see a big hole like this, Ian, and they see kind of a result that pops off the page like that, the inevitable next question is, well, what's coming next for Terry then? Where are the next holes going? What are the next areas you're going to be drilling now that you have some of this information? So not so much focused on those other targets, but just on the Terry target. What are the next steps for drilling there?
So we do still have another 9 holes that were put into the deposit, and those 9 holes were really trying to define the overall extent. And we've learned a lot, even just from the logging that's been done on those holes, right? But the big idea is you need to have a 400 meter by 400 meter by 400 meters cube of mineralization in order to have something close to an open pit mine. So we're trying to do those overall bigger step outs to say, okay, do we have the total material potential, right? So a lot of the drilling was to establish that. But again, you can think, this isn't a single pad. This year on Terry alone, we had 5 different pads with holes going at multiple different angles, right? Which allows, in layman's terms, triangulate into the better grade zones and getting to searching for that porphyry center. So next year, we'll be following up on that interpretation that we have developed from the what we have this year, right? And continue to hunt for the higher grade zones, right? Because we've checked so many boxes, it gives us the luxury to say, let's go hunt for that porphyry center. Let's look for the higher grade zones because we've established so much even just with the first hole.
So it sounds like next year when you can get back on the ground, well, there will be a lot more drilling here. And remember, it's not just the Terry target. There is also Scorcher as well as a handful of other targets that you've already isolated. And I know work is continuing for even more targets regionally. Just to remind everybody, this isn't just a one project company. You have another project in the Golden Triangle, the Big Bulk project, as well as the Makoa project in Colombia and Esperanza in Argentina. Now, Makoa, we have talked about before. You are waiting on drill permits, but there's a lot going on with this company. So wrap us up then, Ian, with just a general overview of the direction the company's going in. How do you fit into this general copper explorer space?
Yeah, again, I think that we have established so many things within the company. We really, this year has been about establishing a strategy, gaining the assets, having the correct team, not just in exploration, but the ability to advance large size projects within the Americas. And so now I think we're starting to see that bearing fruits. But to many people, it's a very new story, right? But I really think that there's a lot of surprises coming because now Big Red is, you know, drill results are coming in from the execution. We've just started geophysics. We're now going to be starting soil sampling in anticipation of drilling at Makoa. We've got a very solid strategy to how to execute on the ground also in Argentina. And I think that it's basically, how is this company moving so fast? It's because we've really been spending an entire year making sure that we have our ducks in a row. We haven't been desperate just to get out there and throw a drill hole into the ground to get some spectacular results. We've been very disciplined in our approach. And I think a lot of people are going to see a lot of big things coming out of the company over the next year, because at the end of the day, there is not enough projects out there. There are some significant assets within our portfolio in terms of their potential size and scale. I mean, Makoa is already over 600 million tons by itself. I mean, that's a 90,000 ton per day mine over 20 years. Like, I don't think that market really has gotten an idea of the size and scale potential of the projects that these are going to be. I believe, right, that there will be one day a serious feeding frenzy for the need for significant sized projects with on this planet, and we are just preparing ourselves. We want to be the most advanced, most polished, most de-risked. We don't look at it just in terms of exploration and drilling, but the engineering, the social, the environmental, all the significant components that when somebody is looking at a project, it's just checking all the boxes.
All right, Ian, very good summary there. Thank you again for taking some time this week to update us on that recent news. I'll post a link below to those drill results, or to that drill result from the Big Red Project. And if anybody has any follow-up questions on that, you can always email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Ian, thanks again for your time. Keep us up to date on future news, and we'll bring you back on.
I appreciate it, every opportunity.